Carrie stood at the kitchen door to the garage and listened as his car started and backed out. She hadn't known how she would feel after the big scene. She hadn't known if she would cry or be angry or feel sick. She didn't feel anything. She was numb. She had spent all her emotions confronting him. Going back to the den, she walked back and forth across the room, physically holding herself together. She needed to call Kovac. She had told him not to come, but he was almost certainly there, if not in the front yard, and sitting in his car down the street. It touched her that he was concerned about her. She felt less alone. Being a cop, Kovac was unshockable. Carrie couldn't even picture herself telling anyone else what David had been up to all this time, not even her best friend. She felt stupid and embarrassed talking about it. Kovac hadn't batted an eye. He had dealt with far worse than a cheating spouse. Sitting down in David's desk chair, she used her cell phone to call him. She had put his number on speed dial. He answered before the first ring finished. Kovac, it's Carrie. I'm all right. David is gone.
You don't sound all right.
I'm very tired, she said, appalled at how weak her voice sounded.
Do you want to talk about it? Do you want me to come over? I'm not that far away.
You're in my front yard, aren't you?
Yeah. You can tell me what to do, he said, but I'll do whatever I want.
She managed to smile a little at that, her own words tossed back at her. Touché, she said. I really just want to go to bed. But thank you for offering, Sam.
I'm here to protect and serve.
I know. An awkward silence hung between them for a moment. Carrie had the feeling he wanted to say something more, but finally he just said,
I'll call you in the morning.
Carrie turned off her phone and tucked it into the pocket of her jeans and sighed, hoping morning would come soon.